Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am your superstar voiceover from the TV. Yes, it's me, Peter Dixon, ladies and gentlemen. You might not know my name, but you'll know the voice if I say, your Saturday night starts right here. Now, listen, hang on, just a minute. Before we start, if you're easily offended by weak innuendo and humour, please retune your radio now, for we're about to begin the greatest story ever told. OK, are you up for this?
Yes!
Good. Let's start this, Mother. Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, your Christmas starts right here on Absolute Radio and on stage, live from the Leicester Square Theatre, as the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show presents Star Claus Snow Hope. Okay, sorry, hang on, hold it. We can't afford to play more than 10 seconds of the proper music. It's very expensive, so we have our own cheaper version. Actually, a long time ago, in a galaxy far away, an incredible woman from somewhere up north, from Rill or someplace like that, won some tickets to the Isle of Wight Music Festival. So please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, our one-woman stylophone band this morning. It's Tracy! OK, I'll start again. You've peaked a bit early there, love. OK. OK, it's now time for Star Claus Snow Hope. Is this actually going out on the air? Good grief. Starring Christian... Did you book her? Okay. Starring Christian O'Connell as Hans O'Connell. Richie Firth as Richie. David Tennant as Dave Vader. Oh, he's popular. And Shane Ritchie as Dick Skywalker. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Star Claus Snow Hope. Keep going, love. Good grief. It's time for Star Claus. As we start, Dave Vader is getting ready to receive some guests for a Christmas get-together. Please, we have to get through this. And wait, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I believe the first guests are arriving now.
Hello, boys and girls! Yes, it is I, David Tennant, your favourite charismatic and handsome leading man from all the best TV shows, stage plays, movies, advert voiceovers and radio.
And my mic's not working. Do I need to start again?
Yeah.
Let's go from the top.
Hello, boys and girls! Yes! It is I, David Tennant, your favourite charismatic and handsome leading man from all the best TV shows, stage plays, movies, advert voiceovers and radio. All right. And may I say what an honour it is for you to have me here today. Merry Christmas. Yes, that wonderful time of year. I love Christmas. I love the traditions of Christmas. Apart from the one where I'm forced to lower my standards once again and agree to be in yet another Absolute Radio Christmas panto. How does Christian get me involved, you ask? Blackmail. That's right. Cruel, malicious blackmail. I had no idea I was actually making a video call or that he was recording it. Had I known, I would have put some clothes on. In fairness, that is how I always stir my tea. Thank you, madam.
It's my sonic screwdriver.
I thank you. Oh, hi, thank you.
Well, hello, boys and girls.
I am Christy Hans O'Connell. Who's this?
And I am Rich Chewy. I am rich and chewy like a toffee, ladies.
And your microphone is also broken. Or has the station just turned us off? Do that again. Who are you?
And I am Rich Chewy. I'm rich and chewy like a toffee, ladies.
Well, I'm Han Solo. I'm a rogue, a cad, a smuggler, an intergalactic bad boy with a devil-may-care attitude and a string of bad guys lying dead in my wake. I'm also on tour next year. The Dartford show still got a lot of tickets available. You can book those online at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
And I growl. I thank you. Anyway, I'm sure you're all aware that the personal relationships in Star Wars are a little bit complicated.
Complicated, you say? A brother and sister who don't know they're a brother and sister nearly get it on while they're trying to murder the most evil man in the galaxy.
Donald Trump?
Okay. Satire's topical, this one. All right, the second most evil man in the galaxy. Turns out there was their dad. It's very Game of Thrones.
Hodor.
Hodor.
You need to be listening in February to get that. I told him to take it out. You may not believe this, but Richie here hasn't actually seen any of the Star Wars movies.
No, but I had the toys.
Well, that doesn't count. Why haven't you watched it? Why didn't you watch it before doing this so you could help come up with jokes?
There's jokes this year?
A couple.
I tried watching it. I didn't really like it.
Which one did you watch, though? Where did you start? There's so many.
Well, the first one.
Yeah, but which first one?
Well, I don't understand.
Well, which first one did you watch?
The first one.
Well, there's not a first one, really. You need to know which one there are, because the prequels. The first three are technically the last three, and the last three are technically the first three. And everyone hates the Star Wars prequels, don't we?
Yes!
The joke we've got here about it ruining more childhoods than we had to take out because of the station lawyers.
Yeah, Star Wars fans are crazy, aren't they? Moaning all the time. Not as good as it used to be. CGI is rubbish. I could write it better than him. I don't like the actors. I don't like the characters. That isn't canon. I hate her. I hate him. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I wish they'd all die and stop ruining everything that I love. Thank goodness I was in Doctor Who. Yay! Whose fans are nothing like that.
Okay, back to the plot.
There's a plot?
There's a plot?
Yeah. Well, there's been some bad blood over the years, but with time can come healing. And Darth Vader hopes he might be able to help out, get the whole family together for one Christmas. Because what is Christmas without family?
Bearable.
That is not the Christmas spirit. It's still a pay job. So we all got together here at Shea Vader. It's a lovely place. See if we can get Skywalker and Vader to kiss and make up for Christmas. It's not going to be easy. Young Skywalker, still very touchy about the whole getting his hand chopped off by his dad thing. Really touchy.
Yeah, hang on. I thought you were bringing my son here with you. Where is he?
Well, when I found him, he was at the other side of the galaxy. That's right. He now lives in East Endor. He should be here by now.
Hey! Hello, everybody! Hello, mums!
Yes, it is I, Dick Skywalker.
Dick Skywalker?
Yes, Dick Skywalker, the most difficult of all yoga positions. But...
That's a great joke.
It went down better than I thought. I told you there was a joke in this one.
I am finally here. I'm ready to party like it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Sorry, I'm late though. My Google Maps ballsed up, right? And my predictive text just corrected Alderaan to Aldershot, right? It was a nightmare, just awful.
What, the journey?
No, Aldershot. But I was doing some cooking, right? I was doing some cooking for this meal. It's a bit of tradition. We all bring food to the gathering and we sit in awkward silence while Vader ruins everything by teasing me about my hand. Oh, yes, you know he's never once apologised. Cut my bloody hand off and never once said sorry, right? Oh, I'm really touchy about it. Thank you. I know. I'm really touchy about it. And do you know how hard it is to be touchy with only one real hand?
what it says.
He added that. I'm sure that won't happen this year. What have you cooked for us?
Well, I have made a specially themed Star Wars meal to remind us of all the good old days.
Strap in for these. What's on the menu?
Right. To start with, we have Darth Maul marionette. Then it's mango fettuccine, all washed down with a lovely refreshing... How do you pronounce it?
Qui-Gon gin and tonic.
That's the one. And then... for dessert, some Admiral Akbar pancakes.
I said this next one won't work. Let's see. How many are there?
It's a stack.
Heart radio, everyone. You're right. Asthma.
Sorry.
Dad.
I can feel your presence. Through
the wrapping paper. Presents through
that's
the
wrapping.
Yeah, that?
That's good.
Presents through the wrapping paper. Come on. Hello, son. How's the hand?
Well, it's still not attached, thanks for asking.
Well, it's good to see you.
Well, this is awkward. Not the time you came back from Buckingham Palace with a police caution, Rich.
No, come on.
Where is Princess Feia?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Feia!
Hi, Feia, you look nice.
Thanks, Dick. Hi, Han.
It's Han.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Richie.
That's not what he sounds like. Where have you been?
Back in the kitchen.
In the kitchen is a bit sexist. Who wrote this? Tyson Fury. Second topical one.
I've been helping the Ewoks with their lunch.
Are the Ewoks anything like the Ewoks?
Very similar, but they're very, very good at good quality DIY.
Yes, I've heard, and apparently, right now, just off the top of my head, I believe there's a 40% discount off on ready-to-fit kitchens.
Yay! Clang. So how's it all coming along?
Nearly done, but I better go and help now.
Son, give her a hand, would you?
A hand? Give her a hand. Oh, yeah, trying to be funny,
are
you?
I'm trying really hard here. Look what we have to work with.
I will not stand here and be insulted.
Well, sit down then, eh? Sorry, son, sorry. I wasn't making fun of your hand.
You do this every year, Dad, don't you? Give her a hand. Well, that's handy. Yeah. That stumped me finger buffet. Let's listen to some Robert Palmer. I'm sick of it. I'm going to my room. I hate you all. It's worse than that.
There's tension here, it's just so thick, it could be on TOWIE. Oh no, that's the second act, I've moved forward.
You've gone too far. Yeah.
Nothing worse than a sad and lonely dick at Christmas. That's probably why I skipped that one.
No, just let him go. We'll just have to accept that I've ruined Christmas again. You might as well all go home. The party is over!
Probably.
Can the party be salvaged?
I don't know.
Can Dick and Vader get over their differences?
Yes!
Is it just me, or does Skywalker still fancy his sister?
Yes!
Will Shane Ritchie sing?
Yes!
No, let's hope not. Anyway, find out in the next installment of Star Claws Snow Hope!